the Getting Off Hour. My name is Jean Onsen. You're listening to Radio 10 WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Our show today is dedicated to Boston with the inspiration of the Boston Bruins. I know it didn't go so well last night, but we're still going to celebrate because we are in the playoffs. So let's start with a little song that basically is about, it's not really a song, it's kind of like this video, but it's about how the Bruins are in our blood.
Boston. Chosen at birth. Our loyalty is determined. Our family defined. Raised in the shadows of those before us. Fearlessly driven by the hope of what's to come.
Rube will snap it up the left wing. Proleague with it to throw it in on Rask. He'll steer it away.
Rask still in the net.
For us, hockey is more than a sport. It's more than a religion. Hockey is life. It chooses us. It defines us and becomes us. For us, it is everything. This is Boston. And here, hockey is in our blood.
The Bruins on fire. We don't need no water. Let the mother bird. The Bruins.
Now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Now.
So you might be wondering what all this music has to do with the Boston Bruins. This is actually a playlist that they play within the stadium. You might not recognize it because you're probably busy cheering, dancing, making the loud noise when it comes up with the bear and everything. I was trying to find, there's some old Bruins YouTube videos with Ray Rancourt. I say it wrong, but Renee Rancourt and the Bruins, and they were funny, and I can't find them anymore. But I did find the playlist that they play at the stadium. Oh, there's something on my mic. Sorry. So, yeah, that's what all this music has to do with the Boston Bruins. But I want to play something again because I think it's important. And by the way, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Radio 10. We are playing music for the Boston Bruins. We're not going to talk about last night. We're still happy. But I did find this Boston Bruin kind of, it's probably a commercial, I don't know, but it's about how the Bruins is in our blood. So if you didn't come at the top of the hour, I played it at 5. I'm going to play it right now. I think it's playing right now.
Boston. Here, we are chosen at birth. Our loyalty is determined. Our family defined. Raised in the shadows of those before us. Fearlessly driven by the hope of what's to come.
Rube will snap it up the left wing. Prolique with it to throw it in on Rask. He'll steer it away.
Rask still in the net.
For us, hockey is more than a sport. It's more than a religion. Hockey is life. It chooses us. It defines us and becomes us. For us, it is everything. This is Boston, and here, hockey is in our blood.
I just love that. If you have a chance, look it up on YouTube. It's called Boston Bruins in Our Blood, and it shows all these cool images of Bostonians with Bruins tattoos and gauges in their ears, whatever. But it's a cool video. I like it. I also want to play, it has nothing to do with Bruins, probably more Boston, but it's a SNL commercial, the Dunkin' Donuts one with Casey Affleck.
Deck the halls with boughs of donuts. Real customers are telling you why their holidays run on Dunkin'.
All I want for Christmas is a Dunkin' Peppermint Dunkachino.
With the Dunkin' app, I can order and pay on my smartphone, so my coffee's waiting for me when I walk in.
I love Dunkin', guy. What are you talking about?
Where else can I get breakfast and the perfect stocking stuffer?
Want to talk real customers? Kid, that's me. I'm like the mayor of Dunkin'. This is the face of Dunkin' Donuts right there.
Hey, you can't smoke in here, man.
I'm not, Mark. I'm not smoking.
You're smoking in here.
It's outside. I'm just
It's coming in through the crack.
Yeah, I come down to Dunkin' every day. Grab a Corolla, have an extra large, three Parliaments, take a big dump. That's kind of the routine.
I'm gonna see right over there.
This douchebag will move when I'm ready.
And with Dunkin' Rewards app, there's even more reason to celebrate the season.
Yo, free coffee! I got the big one.
I got a free coffee right there on the app.
What are you doing, man? Show and tell or something? Huh? With a little show and tell, Dunkin' Nuts. Show that, mama.
Tis the season for holiday drinks. Never mind that.
Hey, interview my buddy Dooley for the movie right here. Dooley, tell me your favorite donut is.
I don't want to be in there.
Come on, pal. It's a movie. Tell me what your favorite, how you like the vanilla nut taps.
What?
The vanilla nut taps.
Oh,
it's a joy! Cut your nails, for God's sake!
Good grief, Donnie!
Oh, yeah, go outside!
Best part of my day is when I'm at Dunkin'. You think that's sad?
Yes, very.
Real customers know the holidays run on Dunkin'.
We're back to Starbucks.
So I just figured out why I chose that one. Casey Affleck is actually wearing a Bruins hat. So you probably don't get some of the jokes because he's being all angry in Dunkin' Donuts, but you can YouTube that too. So YouTube Boston Bruins In Our Blood and also YouTube the Dunkin' Donuts SNL. So we're going to continue here with some Boston music. So the first half was Shipping Out to Boston. That always plays during the games, I believe. Running Down a Dream, that's also in the stadium. Firestarter, It Takes Two. Those come directly off the playlist. But let's listen to some Boston fans. No, some Bruins fans rock chant. Let's see what this is.
Stand up and holler.
Okay. strength you always put in my sound. I'm yours, Boston. The basement shows gave us microphones. All these styles in these Austin homes. With this city, you know I'm never alone. Thank you, Boston. Forget no matter how long I'm gone. I'm yours, Boston. I'm yours, Boston. I'm yours, Boston. Don't forget no matter how long I'm gone. I'm yours, Boston.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother, and she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "All fine, Mom, how's Washington?" Party line is, I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Hey, oh. Me say gay, daylight come and me want to go home. Day-o, me say day, me say day-o. Daylight come and me want to go home.
Tell you a story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, took a ride on the MTA. Did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Charlie handed in his ticket at the Kendall Square station, changed for Jamaica plane. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train.
Did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Oh, Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Well, all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury?
Did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Oh, Johnny.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she gives Charlie a sandwich as the train goes rumbling through.
Did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Oh, Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
We'll be right back.
Boston. Don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Vote for Rob Sullivan. Fight the fair increase and kill Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return. No, he'll never return. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever through the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
I was born out on A Street, raised up on B Street.
Southie is my hometown.
There's something about it, permit me to shout it. It's the best for miles around. Here are doctors and teachers, lawyers and preachers, men from the old county town. They'll take you and break you, but they'll never forsake you.
Southie is my hometown. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart lies there.
I'm gonna tell you a story. Baby, I'll tell about my town. real small. Then find out just right now that my main squeeze went through my phone. Ooh, so I guess I'm single now. Imagine that. So I sneak right on the T. The conductor sees me, he's kicking me right off with a frown. I grab my bag and I walk off. Calm as I hit up Blanchard's, they sell cheap wine. I got $6 bag, rip, wine, smash. Drink it up, avoid the glass. But I can't stop from just smiling when that damn sun is shining on. Hell, it's just shining down all over me. No, I can't help from just smile while that damn sun is shining on. Dang, it's just shining down, down over me. So now I call up my friend, cause his girl must be bored, cause she's been spreading rumors about me that I robbed her party, but I never had. I pull out my little disc man I bought from a crackhead down in Reno, but my mail, the nail, no CD is all scratched up. I think it's stupid, all the people who are moaning, yeah, moaning on, while the sun is shining down on our city streets. Even all the things people say, that ain't affecting me, not when that damn sun is shining down over me. Charlie's, we sit outside talking about girls, how they're loons, but we like them anyway. No money for pints at the bar, we bring a backpack full of paps. Ooh, under the table we fill our glass. So me and Johnny just sit outside, warm by that sun.